Hare Krishna. I'm going to briefly inform devotees of sort of developments with our Vaishnava community in Ukraine, eastern part of Ukraine, Donetsk region, and ask that devotees in some way or another contribute towards the campaign to rehouse, feed, accommodate, and assist the devotees who are having to relocate from the eastern part of Ukraine to the western. As you all probably know, because it's on the internet, it's on the news, it's on everywhere, and it's been going on for quite some time, that there's a lot of unrest in the eastern part of Ukraine, especially that part which is connecting with Russia. There are certain people who are wanting to break away, set up a autonomous region or join and become part of Russia, and of course the central Kiev government is opposing that. So more or less there's a all-out revolution, there's bombings, there's fighting, there's shooting, there's houses being blown up, people dying, soldiers dying. What do you expect in a war? Except that devotees are also part of all of this mess. And I'm sure devotees have heard about the real success of preaching Krishna consciousness in Ukraine. When I was there, maybe 2 years ago at the annual festival, there was something like 9,000 devotees last year. It seems that there was somewhere in the excess of 12,000 devotees participating, and that's a phenomenal number of devotees. So you can therefore just imagine that here in this sizable portion of the country, devotees are face to face with having to relocate. There's war going on, that means they can't work. Their families are at risk, their homes are at risk, or their homes may be destroyed. Devotees are trying to open their homes in the west of the country and facilitate this sort of exodus from the east over to the west. But it's not easy, it's not black and white, and a lot of devotees are having to just leave everything behind. So there's a real financial issue of how to house devotees, feed them, take care of them, transport them, those who have no means of their own to do that, or very little means. And of course this is not a new issue, and it doesn't look like it's just going to end tomorrow unless some kind of extraordinary miracle from above takes place, and it could be going on. Therefore, Niranjan Swami Maharaj has set up a website, and that website you can see right on this link here, this podcast, excuse me. You can connect onto that. It will give you information about what's going on, and specifically you can also donate. You can donate by bank transfer or PayPal. And I know that you've been hearing me ask everyone to help with Radha Shyama Sundar's renovation, and I'm not going to stop asking for that. But at the same time, this is also a reality, a painful reality of the material world, and we don't want devotees to suffer. So I'm also asking that devotees in some way try to help by donating to this very worthy cause. And I'll keep everyone abreast as to what's going on, because I don't foresee that there's a quick political solution or military solution to all of this. And our devotee family are being put more and more at risk, what to speak of, lives are being turned upside down. So it's our duty as part of the family, Vaishnava family of Srila Prabhupada's followers, to do what we can. So please look at the website, do what you can, and Hare Krishna.